folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more. At 419-PT-LOVE-4. My little mic gone. I'm doing a mic check to see.
Did you just come up with that?
Uh-huh. That's pretty good, huh?
We should just intro the show.
Okay, sounds good. What do you think?
Welcome to Pork Therapy.
Well, see, now I look bad because I'm following up Hannah's with Hannah's awesome theme
you
song.
You can't possibly look bad.
Why, thank you, Mike. You're such a gentleman. And welcome to Pork Therapy, listeners.
Indeed.
I'm Stephanie.
And I am Mic Check Mike.
That's right. And you're here. I checked. Check.
And so are the listeners.
That's right. So anyway, what are we talking about tonight, Mike?
So far, nothing.
Okay. Well, we should say
we should check if there's a question.
We should check.
Yeah. You can find us on the web and listen to all our past episodes on porktherapy.com. That's P-O-R-C therapy.com.
Right. Don't go to K. It's C.
Yeah. I wonder if there is a pork therapy, like a
I don't know, but there were some people who
a lot of people like bacon,
who
even though
fanned
that's not
us
what you're
on Facebook,
about.
And yeah. They had something about pork something. It was like another language. It was some Eastern European.
Interesting.
I don't know what it means, but it's some cryptic thing. Anyway, so you can find us on the web, right?
That's right.
Porktherapy.com, yep. Or Facebook.porktherapy.com to hear the latest news and to be our friend. Everybody wants to be our friend, Mike. We had so many people friend us this week. It was amazing.
We're so friendable.
We are. We're lovable and friendable. And you can also go to twitter.porktherapy.com, and you can get text messages delivered to your phone when we have something to say to you.
That's
it's
right.
It's like you're carrying us
episodes,
around in your pocket,
right.
Vibrating your pants, just making you
wow.
feel happy.
Actually, we have a new thing, too, where our latest tweets are visible on our webpage.
That's right.
And we have like 12 followers now.
Oh my goodness,
yeah,
that's a record.
We're huge.
We up from one a little while ago, which was you. I think we've made it, Mike.
Yeah, we're in the big time now.
And if you hear this episode, we're going to be live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right.
It's Porkfest. It's an annual event where free staters and other liberty curious, as Carla puts it, people get together and have a great time and socialize, have lots of fun, all kinds of events, dance parties, music, talks, speeches, talking about liberty. There's an anarcho summit, which I'm very much looking forward to.
There's
and a big gay dance
events.
Party.
It's and of course there's that. It's from June 24th through 27th, although a lot of people come up like 4 or 5 days in advance and just camp and party and hang out
at the beautiful Rogers campground in the
Lancaster,
New Hampshire, up in the White Mountains.
Gorgeous.
I'm not going to make that same joke about White Mountains that I made last time. That was bad.
Yeah, because
that was,
it was bad.
I regretted it. I have very few regrets in life.
And that was, wow, that's
that
one
was
of
one
them.
Of them.
Must have been a really bad joke.
Anyway, so well, should we get into the topic?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, we have a question from a listener who wishes to remain anonymous.
Okay. Anonymous is doable.
Anonymous. So the question is...
Do they say whether they're male or female?
No, but I have a feeling they might be a hamster.
All right, what is the gerbil asking?
So this question says... So what do you do with your significant other who always comes down on his or herself? You really like them, but have a hard time with the self-deprecating behavior. Good question.
Yeah,
what do you think, Mike?
Question. No, what do you think, Stephanie?
Well, I don't know. I think sometimes people make self-deprecating comments because they feel like they have low self-esteem, and they want to make fun of themselves before others get a chance to do it. And so it's sort of like heading off people at the pass. What do you think about that?
I certainly think that exists, but first of all, you said something that I think was kind of redundant. You said they feel like they have low self-esteem. Well, if they feel like they do, they do. But that's just That's well, just a, I'm just being a jerk.
Yes, but, you're being a jerk.
But the other thing is...
No, I'm just kidding, Mike.
Well, what you... I'm not surprised. Well, what you said is certainly true. People do that. I think a lot of times people, or sometimes people self-deprecate, not in a joking fashion, mm-hmm. to beat others. They might try to beat others, but not to a joke, but to, like, insult themselves.
They might try to beat others off. I'm sorry, Mike. They're insulting themselves. Why would they do that?
I don't know. Low self-esteem.
Okay, but isn't that the same thing as... Well, I guess not, because in the first instance, they're trying to save face.
Yes, they might not be joking. They might be actually thinking and expressing, I suck, I'm terrible at this, I'm no good, whatever.
So you're saying that they make self-deprecating comments because they actually feel that way, and they're just expressing how they feel?
I don't know. That could be.
Yeah, it could be. Okay. Well, so I also think that... I think that we used to deprecate ourselves a lot on Pork Therapy.
That's
but
right. We actually...
As we've become more confident
in our radio skills,
that's what we do best. Yeah. Make a crappy podcast, right? That's what we used to say all the time on the air. But, you know, as we've gained
more confidence
and as we've gotten more fans and had more than one follower on Twitter,
yeah.
we've become a lot, we've come into our own, right? We've come into our own what? Pants.
Well, I think I'm more comfortable doing this and it's a lot of fun still, but
it's always been a lot of fun.
It's still just us blowing hot air.
I don't think we suck. I think we're fucking awesome. What do you think about that?
I think we're awesome.
I'm going to puff us up if you won't.
I guess if somebody was listening to this and thinking that what I had to say was advice for how they should live their life, I would probably suck. But I never claim to be giving advice. I'm giving my opinion, and you can take it or leave it and laugh at me and make fun of me and agree with me, whatever.
That's what people say about our podcast. They say, I ask them, well, what do you think? Do you think that was good advice? And they say, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
And that's what really we try to do.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm having
actually,
fun.
As an aside, I'm having a great time too. But you know what I think? This is my grandiose delusion of grandeur for Pork Therapy.
All right.
I think in a voluntary society, or even the one like we have right now, that's not completely voluntary.
Right.
I think that problems arise when people don't communicate with each other,
uh-huh.
and when people get into disagreements. And I think that the more people have good communication skills and can handle their problems in a civil way between mano a mano or whatever, I think the better a society would be. And so I'm interested in helping people improve their communication skills.
Yeah, I'm actually interested in doing it for my world, my little bubble of this world,
sure.
to improve that, because I don't want to have communication problems and have a lot of stress in life. So
right.
I hang around, I like to communicate well.
Both of us, I mean, anybody
Everyone can
always
absolutely.
Improve. So we're constantly seeking to do that. And that's our little spiel. But aside from that, Mike is right. We do have a very good time doing this podcast, and we try to be entertaining. So that's why we make all the penis jokes and stuff.
That's why you do.
Those get a little old.
Penises get old?
Everything gets old. It's just one part of the body, and the whole thing sags. After a while. Anyway, so let's
back to the actual
back
question.
Back to the question, yes.
So
this is quite a diversion.
Some people might self-deprecate as a joke to beat others or to
or because
take
they
the
actually
tension
feel
off the situation.
That way, right.
Right? Some people might not be joking.
Right. But so what do you do about it? What do you do? I think it projects a lack of confidence, definitely, when people self-deprecate. Maybe not as much as when it's funny, but if someone says it seriously, like, oh, I'm a fat, ugly slob and I'm a loser, you know, that... You, after a while, you start to believe it, even if you didn't think that at first.
Well, right, and I can take – I think you can also have this kind of self-attitude in the reverse, or for the reverse reason. You mm-hmm. might have just built up the habit of self-deprecating from having an abusive relationship.
Or having had been in one. Right.
If I did my grammar correctly. I know what you're saying. So perhaps, you know,
right.
someone else or your parents or something always insulted you and you grew up just hearing it. Maybe you've grown to believe it, or maybe not, and you've just grown to say it all the time as habit. I don't know.
You know, I have a way that this relates to liberty, actually. I think that government schools and the way that education is set up is very damaging to kids' self-esteem. And I've been thinking about this a lot lately.
I agree. They teach to the lowest common denominator.
Yes,
anyone who excels
mediocrity.
Or is creative or out of the box,
is
bad.
An outcast, right.
Shove them down. Break them.
Right.
Make them like the lowest kid in the class. Make them slow down to that speed.
They learn that it's not good to do extra or to try hard.
Yeah,
there's no motivation. There's no incentive to do good. You have to ask when you do anything. They just instill this blind sense of obedience that, in my opinion, is a very dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to raise your hand and ask if you want to go to the bathroom. How sick is that? Like, yeah. Would you think of that as an adult? Oh, excuse me. Can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah. You know, actually, there is a place where adults do that in prison.
Jail? Yep. Yeah. That's basically what schools are. They seem like little jails to me. That way of educating children.
A lot more
children.
Parallels than that. And for information on that, check out schoolsucksproject.com. Yeah.
That's right.
But anyway, back to self-deprecation.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say is that constant... the signals that you get, it's never an overt message, right? It's a subtext. The subtext that... Subtext? What am I thinking about, right? BDSM. What? The subtext of government schools is that kids are getting a message, constantly bombarded with the message, that you have to ask an authority figure before you do anything. You have to constantly be thinking about, before you speak, you have to raise your hand. Before you ask to go to the bathroom. And you should never excel. You should never break away from the pack. You should totally conform, and you should be mediocre, and it's not cool to be smart, and it's not cool to be different.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
That, I think, really wears on people's self-esteem. And I remember that there were a lot of I mean, young people have problems
I dare
with
say
self-esteem
that,
anyway, right?
I hate government, but I dare say that even the media, even marketing attacks people. You're
what,
ugly.
You mean
you're,
it makes them feel bad? Like, oh, you need this product
you're
so you
too
can
fat.
Look beautiful?
Yes, that's right. You're not pretty enough. You need a better hair color.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera. So it probably comes from all directions all the time.
Well, I think media preys on people who feel that way already. I don't think it necessarily causes people to feel that way.
I don't know. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. I think, but, I mean, they got to feel that way somehow, right?
Yeah.
By who knows how.
And then you could be
it's
back to the
guess.
Indoctrination, inundation theory.
Sure. But anyway, what I was going to say is that, you know, kids grow up in this government school system and they come out with bad self-esteem. And then what are they left to do? You know, how are they going to get good self-esteem, right? I think they react to a lot of things in self-deprecating ways because they just spent the last 13 years in these mini prisons where they were told to be obedient to authority and they're less than, you know, they're less than certain people.
Yep.
There's a hierarchy and everything should be that way.
Yeah.
So,
what do you do about that kind of person? I guess specifically the question is, what do you do about that kind of person if they're your significant other or if they're in a, you know, some kind of relationship with you?
Sure. Well, I think people make habits of doing things like that. For instance, saying self-deprecating remarks. And if you're a significant other, you can bring that up and you can point it out, call them out on it, right?
Yeah, first of all,
if it's only
a habit and they don't actually mean it, then you could probably break it pretty easily. Bring it up and point out how often they do it and say, I don't appreciate
it. If it's a habit,
it
got there somehow, right? So, I mean,
maybe they used to feel that way and they're just saying it. Or maybe they never felt that way, like I said, and they've heard it all their life. They just
maybe.
Don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? But
there is the possibility you can beat it from a habit, from a habitual standpoint.
Beat it. Mike almost started singing.
Stephanie, you're bad.
I know it. Anyway, I think calling them out on it is a good way to break them of that habit and to get them to... I think any habit to be broken needs to first be acknowledged and to be examined. And so if you bring it to the forefront and say, hey, why do you keep saying that you're fat and stupid or whatever? I don't think you're fat and stupid. Do you?
Right. Or even...
Why did you say that?
I completely agree. That's a good thing to do. There's also different ways to say that. Like instead of even repeating the fat and stupid, say, I think you're slender, or I think you're fit, or I think you're smart because of this that you did today, or look what you did today, or you lost 15 pounds last year, or whatever. Just point out the good.
Point out the reality of the situation.
Or the irrelevancy.
Oh, it doesn't matter if you're fat. I love you, whatever. No matter what you look like.
That's correct. Or whatever the case. Like maybe they've said something more specific, like, oh, I can't learn to drive well because I'm too fat.
Right.
That's completely unrelated, so point that out.
Yeah. Did someone actually say that? I can't learn to drive because I'm too fat.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Or because I'm too stupid. How about that?
Your examples are so
awesome. That's probably
something
that someone has said.
It could be,
I can't do X because I'm too stupid. And how often does X not relate to intelligence? You can't cook a good meal because you're too stupid? No, of course you can.
Yeah, but, you know, I think when people say stuff like that, you really have to... If someone says, I'm too stupid to cook a good meal, well, they're never going to be able to cook a good meal because even if they're not too stupid to cook a good meal, they believe that they are, so that limits themselves. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you say, I don't think you're stupid. I've tasted your cooking. I've seen you think. I've seen you work out problems.
And it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think if you pump someone up, like, people are susceptible to things that they hear over and over again, right? That's why propaganda works.
Yep.
So if you keep telling someone over and over again that, hey, I believe in you. I think you're great. I don't agree with what you just said, that deprecating remark. I think you're awesome. And every time you say that, I'm going to smack you with this spatula.
Ooh, then maybe they'll say it more.
No, maybe. That's true. It depends on what they're into. But
is it a metal spatula or plastic? Okay, sorry.
We've gotten off topic again. But no, I think if you constantly repeat the message that, you know, you're not stupid, I value you, I think you're great, then eventually they will start to adopt that message too.
Well, okay, I think it's true, but what does eventually mean? Because suppose someone has gotten into the self-deprecating habit after 20 years of whatever, a bad relationship or habit or whatever.
Yeah.
How long will it take to get them out of this habit?
Well, maybe they need to see a therapist, right? Maybe they
need
to sort of like unpack that stuff. Why are if they've had 20 years, maybe they were in an abusive relationship or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. That might not be something that just their significant other can help them with. They might need professional help.
That's true. That's a possibility.
Yeah.
What if they can't afford that? Hopefully the internet has.
Well, yeah,
hopefully
there are
you
free
could Google
online
some
things,
some self-help type of things, some self-therapy type of things,
there's...
or some pork therapy type.
Oh my goodness. I hope they find us. Well, you know what, listeners? You need to stop it with those self-deprecating remarks because
we love
you're
you.
Awesome. We
you
love
are.
You. You're beautiful. You're
just the
sexy.
Fact that you're listening
you're
indicates how intelligent you are.
Absolutely. Mike is totally right about that. And Mike himself is very beautiful and very intelligent.
Oh, I pale in comparison to the googly here.
To the googly. Everybody pales in comparison to the googly. But that doesn't mean you're not wonderfully smart and awesome. So thank you for listening to this episode. Do you think we answered the question?
What do you do about a self-deprecating relationship?
Yeah, you can try to correct them. You can call them out on it. You can get them to see a therapist. You can smack them with a spatula.
Right. In addition to any of those, you can just say, I don't like it when you self-deprecate. I don't like it when you put yourself down.
Yeah. You can tell them it's unattractive if it is, you know, because it indicates a lack of confidence.
How about if you – is it a good idea to show them an example, like – Just out of the blue, start insulting yourself where it's totally nonsensical, and is that good or bad?
That's a little confrontational for my personal style, but I don't know. It might be a tactic that some people would take.
Yeah.
Like, are you saying, like, for instance, your lover says, "Oh, I'm so fat," and you say something like, "Oh, my knees are so bow-legged," or you know, something like ridiculous like that to try to make them realize what they're doing.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't do it at the exact same moment. I would try and have that moment evaporate, and then at another time say, I wouldn't even do this, but this is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
At another time say, oh, well, I can't mow the lawn. I can't do straight lines.
Yeah.
I'm
so
too
I'm
retarded.
I'm going to mow an anarchy symbol into my lawn.
No,
I'm just kidding. I understand what you're saying, Mike, but I think for me that's a little too indirect.
Okay.
And I think it's also
passive aggressive.
Well, a little passive-aggressive, and also I think it kind of belittles the person because they have a serious problem. If they really think that they're fat and believe that they're ugly and stupid.
It's not just fat, but
or whatever. They make these self-deprecating comments. They do have some issue that needs to be addressed, and if you make fun of it, you're sort of belittling that or saying that
it
doesn't matter. So I wouldn't choose to do that myself, but, you know, maybe some people do that.
Okay, in addition to all those other ideas, including the spatula, what do you think about just telling them?
I like the spatula
I don't like
best.
It.
That's my favorite tactic.
I don't like it
in
when
fact,
you put yourself
I
down.
I might even use that on someone who didn't make self-deprecating remarks.
That's self-dimpling.
Ass smacking. But anyway, Mike, I'm sorry I interrupted you. What were you saying?
I'm not talking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We got all distracted by the spatula.
So, you know, there are things you can do. The person might need some help, some self-help, some therapy, some professional therapy.
I think that about
covers
it.
Maybe you could, you know, depending on how receptive they are, maybe you could talk about what good it does them to be self-deprecating. Is it helping them improve?
Mm-hmm.
Is it making people like them more?
Yeah.
What is it helping for them when they say, I'm an idiot, I'm a jerk, I'm a whatever?
Yeah, or like, why are you saying that?
Yeah,
like,
what are you trying to accomplish?
Led you to say
do you
that?
Want me to hate you, or what do you? Yeah.
or what made them feel that way? If they say, "Oh, I'm really stupid,"
that's true.
Say, "Well, why do you feel stupid right now? Why did you just say that?"
Yeah, I like this one. I don't know why I didn't think of it earlier, but I like that tactic.
Ask them questions, and maybe they'll. I mean, only they know the answer to those questions,
and they might not know, and that will help them realize I'm saying things that I don't know why I'm saying.
Yeah, and then maybe they need someone to help them figure that out. So anyway, this became way too serious. I think we should talk about spatulas again.
All right.
If you want to smack Mike on the ass, and if you want him to cook you flapjacks,
tomorrow.
And then you can snatch the spatula from him and give him a little lesson.
This is a very specific email headed my way.
You should email him at
Mike.
Wow,
if I receive an email for this one, I might respond. That's very specific.
Well, you might receive that email from me. I'll anonymize myself. You can email him at mike@porktherapy.com. And you know what?
And if you sell spatulas, you can email Stephanie at porktherapy.com.
That's right. I'm going to need a new one. I keep wearing mine out. Too much use.
Slap happy.
That's right. I'm slap happy. But anyway, so Mike's calendar is free tomorrow night. Isn't that right, Mike?
It usually is.
He finished making his flapjacks, and now he's ready for some action. So you should email him. And you can email us at questions@porktherapy.com or give us a call, right, Mike?
That's right, at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Make sure you use a cordless phone so you can hold the spatula in your other hand while you're calling us, just in case you want to smack yourself for some, you know, in-call discipline. We would like to hear that.
Caller, that was a stupid thing to say. Smack yourself.
Exactly. You can play our voices over and over saying that.
That should be a ringtone.
Oh.
You're stupid. You're
Is
stupid.
That like, have
You're
a seat.
Stupid.
Have a seat. Yeah. I like that better.
Thanks for listening to another episode.
Thank you very much. You can find us on the web at porktherapy.com, or you can find us in person. If you've ever been curious,
If you've been pork curious.
If you've been pork curious, exactly. You can come to Porkfest and see us live, and you can watch our beautiful smiling faces, and you can meet Mike in person and ask him out in person.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be
wonderful?
For
the next day when my calendar's clear.
Exactly.
You can learn about Porkfest at the Free State Project's website, freestateproject.org, and then you'll have to click a link to get
to Porkfest. I don't know.
Porkfest.
Just Google Porkfest
yes.
with a C.
Yeah.
It's like us. It's they copied us, Mike.
With a C.
They took our name.
Must have. They pre-copied us.
Right, exactly. Porkfest2010.com.
That's
is,
right.
The
that's
Peanut
their...
Gallery's input. Thank
that's
you, Peanut
right.
Gallery.
thanks for listening.
Yes, us peanuts are going back into our shell for the night. We'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. This good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.